The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara brings down in Perchaydek Nafkov Gimel, the Gemara brings down that there are four groups of people that aren't Makabal the Pnei Shechina, the Katleitim, Katchakronim, Kachanifa, Kat Misapri Loshin Hara. When the Gemara talks about Kat Misapri Loshin Hara, the Gemara says, Dechsev, ki loy kel chafet rasha ato, loy yigur chara, tzadik ato, the loy megur chara, that the Pasuk, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, at the end of the Mizmer in Tehillim, it's Abe Doivri Kozav Ish Domim. So the way that Rashi learns is that since the Pasuk is talking about people that speak the Misapri Lashon Hara, that's who it's talking about afterward, because the people that say Kozav. So therefore, these are the people that won't be Zoicha to see the Pnei Shechina. As the Mepharshim explain, it means that they will not, even if they will get Tchias HaMeisim, they won't get some that ultimate level of where they're Zoicha to be Mestavit Tzel HaShechina. Now, by Amit Rambam, and how it came from our Gemara, that the Rambam in Deis learns that those that are Mesapri Lashon Hara, and as the Kesef Mishnah explains, it means those that are constantly speaking, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it down, that those that are constantly speaking Lashon Hara, the people that are plagued with this Machla, that they constantly speak Lashon Hara, so such people have no chelik in Olam Haba, the way the Rambam learns. Which Lechari learns al pi our Gemara, so Maisa, the oynish is chamer ma'oid for such a person. It's in, of course, the Kesef Mishnah is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says the kat, these type of people, not a person who speaks once in a while. He says the word lashon hara, he's over an avera, but he'll have a tchias ameisim. It's an avera, but he'll have an oynish in Gehenim. Mashenka, the people that are constantly always speaking lashon hara, they won't have a chelik in the olam haba. Now it's interesting that Rashi over here says that who is considered someone who speaks lashon hara. Rashi says the ones that speak sheker. Rashi brings from the end of the pasuk that those that speak sheker, and that's how we know that the pasuk is referring to those that speak lashon hara. Now it would be mashman Rashi that the only time you're over on lashon hara is if what you're saying is a lie. Now we know that's the first rule that they teach us in school, that everybody says, but it's not lashon hara, it's true. So we always know that the rabbis always told us that the vada, that's not lashon hara, and that's al pi the Rambam. That's the vada lashon hara, that if you speak the truth, that's also lashon hara. And that's really the Rambam in Deis, hey, Zion, that's Mefirsh, that he makes the chilek between lashon hara and Moshe Shemer, that lashon hara is when it's true, when you're saying something that's true. Moshe Shemer is when you're saying something that's a checker. Rashi over here would be mashma not like that. Rashi's mashma that the only time it's lashon hara is when you're saying a checker. And Rashi also in Shabbos, in Taflamik and Moment Aleph, similarly, Tanur Rabbanan, Asker Bala Oilam, when does it come? Rabbi Elazar says, I'm speaking lashon hara. The Gemara itself is mashma also that the only time you're over it's considered lashon hara is when you are speaking a sheker. But if you're telling the truth, so then it wouldn't be lashon hara. And again, this is not like the Rambam, of course, that the Rambam, that's how we paskin. The Rambam also in the Pirush Mishnayos and Avos said that lashon hara is when a person is speaking the truth. That's not when he lies, that's considered Maiti Shema. Lashon Hara is when he's Magana Chaver in Oifin, that's Be'emis. Now, the Maisa, it's very schwer to learn this Rashi. There's other Rashis, I can't go into it now, but there's a Steve in the Rashis. It's very schwer to learn Rashi Kipshutai, that you're not over on anything if you speak Lashon Hara, when you speak Lashon, that's emes about somebody. You say that somebody did this, he did that, and it's true. And to say that he's not over on Lashon Hara. Now, L'chaira, no matter what, even Rashi agrees that you're certainly over on other Yisurim, right? Chofetz Chaim has 17 essays, 14 lavins, we are Rurim, you're always over on many other things anytime you're talking bad about somebody else. So even Rashi, even if he doesn't want to say it's under the Yisur of Loisfelech Rachel, maybe Rashi learned that the only time you're over on the Yisur of Loisfelech Rachel is when you're speaking Sheker. But the Vadi will be over on other things. You'll be over on Enos Dvarim, you might be over on Mazik, there's many other things that a person will be over anyways if he's speaking the truth about somebody else in a situation of where it's damaging words. However, with Rashi's Mashman, that's not Lashon Hara, is L'chaira, it's a little bit schwer even from our Gemara Minei Obey, because our Gemara says that one of the four kitas that will not be Mekabel Tzei Shechina are the Kat shakranim. So already included in the shakranim are those that lie. So what's the additional haysafa of those that they lie and they speak bad about people? They're anyways not going to be zaychet and makam lepei shchita because they're lying. Yeah, you can be mechalik in the types of shkarim, but it could be that this is a mocking to say over a yusayid, which we spoke about anyways in the shir that we talked about in the sheker and emes, that sheker is not necessarily always what meets the eye, and emes is not what necessarily meets the eye. Something could be the emes, but it's not exactly the ratzon vayirei. So if a person were to speak bad about someone, you know, this person, he's this, he's that, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's not smart, he's not that, and it's emes. What he's saying is emes, but that's a vada, not the ratzon of Hashem. That's a vada, not the Hashem would not want this to be said about the person. This is, and once it becomes a gather of that's not the ratzon being minded, the emes is to be minded what Hashem wants at that time. The definition of emes is sheker is kafir, what the Torah defines emes and sheker as. So therefore, if a person would say such a thing, you wouldn't consider such a person an honest and an ethical person. You would consider him a person who speaks lashon ra, speaks kazav, he speaks not the way he's supposed to speak. So it could be that's all that Rashi means over here. Now, be that as it may, whether Rashi does mean that or not, we pass the halacha anyway, that certainly to speak lashon hara when it's emes is certainly aser. And today I wanted just to spend a little bit of time to speak out situations where a person is yes allowed to speak about somebody else. Now I'm not going to use the words lashon ra, because really you're never allowed to speak lashon ra about somebody else. We'll see today that emes is an or chayim al ha-tayda, that he explains that the pasuk says loyseilich racha ba'mecha, and then the next part of the pasuk says loysamed al dam riecha, and the juxtaposition between the two parts of the pasuk is that the Torah is teaching us the biggest sight, that there are certain situations where a person is allowed to speak, and we'll call it lashon hara l'tayalis. We'll see in a minute, it's not really lashon ra at all. But this yisayi that we're explaining, that's going to be the emes, that's going to be the ratzon abayre, to speak these words, and therefore it's certainly bechlal not lashon hara. The pasuk puts the two things together to teach us that there are certain situations you're never allowed to be a rachel. You're not allowed to go and speak bad about your friend and talk bad and be a gossiper. But you always have to keep in mind, that sometimes speaking about your friend, speaking about somebody else, is not considered hurting him. It's considered helping somebody else. Just like we understand that when a person has an operation and chalila, they have to cut off his leg, it's not considered a maisa chaval, it's not considered damaging, it's considered that you're doing a maisa tikkun, you're helping him by cutting off the leg, you're doing a maisa tikkun. So too, if a person has to speak about somebody else, be it for a shidduch, be it for a job, be it for klapei a rebbe, etc., all different things, so we understand that that's not considered that he's hurting that person. He's not using his tongue to torture that person, to kill that person, to hurt that person. Chaim and Mavis Biyad Aloshin, that he's not using the koyach of the tongue to hurt, he's using the koyach of the tongue to help the other person, the other party involved, the other person who's inquiring about the shidduch, etc. But to understand this, we have to understand that there are basically five limitations. There's more, but we'll just for the sake of simplicity, we'll give it an acronym that they say, the Halakh of Shmuel Hamner from Yerushalayim used to say over, that the gather is shtika. Right, shtika. If you have this, you remember the word shtika, being quiet, pashit. So you'll remember all the limitations and hagbalas of this heter to speak lashon tov, and then you'll know exactly when you're allowed to speak about somebody else. And that chalila go into the gedarim of the kat shakranim, the kat bali lashon hara. Shtika, the shin, is she's bain and hate. The first thing a person has to realize, coming to speak lashon hara, which the Rambam says is a reason machir v'sa oilam. He writes that it's a lachal ma'isa. It's a person's machir v'sa oilam when he went to chalila to speak lashon hara. So he has the first thing that he has to know is yisboin and hativ, she yisboin and hativ, to make sure 100% that what he, not to be machlit that it's ra what he's saying, unless it's 100% accurate. Just lamashal. He has to be 100% accurate. For example, you know, a person feels that the plumber is a bad plumber. Somebody's going to ask him, is this plumber a good plumber? So, you know, if Taka, I'm going to go and hire that plumber, it's going to cause me to lose money. You'd have to tell your friend he's a bad plumber. But right away, a person's quick to to accuse and say he's a bad plumber. Why? Because one time you had a leak and he wasn't successful in fixing it and it broke again. Now, that doesn't necessarily make that the person's a bad plumber. It makes it that he could make a mistake, etc. To go and say that he's a bad plumber because of that, and you wouldn't have a heter to go and tell your friend not to use him. You'd have to find out that maybe you're not the first person this happened to, and it happens to many people, so then maybe he is a bad plumber, Taka. But for you to accuse and to be machlit, decide 100% that he's not a good plumber. For example, Dr. Olson, you know, a person could say that one time the doctor diagnosed them wrong. So right away, this person isn't a good doctor. It's, you know, people make mistakes. It's not 100% accurate. So your spoiler native is the first requirement that a person has to make sure 100% that what he's saying is accurate, right? And there could be other examples of being 100% accurate. A person, you know, there's the person might have the information wrong, the facts wrong. He sees it a certain way, and it's not like that. In a shidduch, he always, you know, he thinks that this person is a certain type of, you know, he's a balkaisen, he's angry. Why? Because one time, the guy got angry about something. He doesn't realize that the person had every right to get angry in that case, etc. He didn't know the whole situation, etc. So that's the first tnai to make sure is sheyis bain and hetev, shin, the tough of shtika, is tayelis. There has to be a tayelis. Now, of course, there's two aspects of tayelis. Number one, you have to be doing it for tayelis. You have to have good intentions when you're trying when you're speaking about that other person. For example, if this is your way to get back that person about speaking about the shidduch, then there's no hetzer. The only hetzer is if you're doing it because of loisam adam riecha. You're doing it not to hurt the person. You're not doing a maisa damage, maisa mazik. You're doing it to help. You're doing a maisa hatzala of loisam adam riecha. That has to be your intention. Alright, that's the mice. I once asked Rabbi Yashiv, what happens if the person has to speak about a shidduch, and the happens not to like the person? So Rabbi Yashiv told me that he has to say, because l'sam l'am reyacha, so he has to make sure he says, but he has to make sure that he's not doing it mikayach hasina. He's not doing it to get that person. Another aspect of tayalis is there has to be a tayalis. It means that sometimes the person will say, you know, he made the shidduch already, and I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. Well, what tayalis is that? And that's not a tayalis. It has to be a tayalis. There has to be a purpose. And what he's doing, if it's necessary to prevent the shidduch, then fine. Then maybe this is tayalis. There has to be a tayalis. Yud is yisaviv. This is also a Gemara that we saw already in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara brings down. That Sanhedrin, I think it's Afshid Aleph, that the Gemara brings down that Yeshua, when he went to Milchama and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, why we lost in the Milchama by Ai, so Yeshua was told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to keep Dilter on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yeshua that, what am I? I'm a Baal Lashon Hara. I'm somebody that I speak Lashon Hara, that you ask me, go and ask the Urim B'Tumim. So time brings down a klal. Mamsha Gevaldik Yisayt that if you're able to get out of speaking Lashon Hara, so then there's no heter. Now, if you're able to dray out of it. I'll give you an example. Somebody called me recently about a shidduch. And when the question they were asking was clear, that this boy, that does have this certain issue and it is a problem. So I said, listen, I know your daughter. Anyways, Bechlal, the boy and the girl, it's not Matim. They're not for each other. It's not Negeya. Right? Such a way, you just got out of speaking bad about the boy without saying Lashon Hara, and nobody's going to now go for that shidduch if the Rebbe comes and says, you know, it's not for you. So that's a very good way of draying out of it, of getting out of having to speak Lashon Hara. A person has to be yisaviv if he's able to, you know, avoid speaking Lashon Hara. He certainly has no heter to speak Lashon Hara, just like the cutting off the leg. It's always just the last resort. Agav the Gemara thinks in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet. Al-Koponim, Kuf, is Kav HaMishkoilis. Kav HaMishkoilis means he has to weigh each word. There's no halacha over here of Kol HaMayar Be'arei Zeh Meshuvach, you know. He has to weigh every word that he's saying, not embellish and not add anything. You know, the person is, let's say he's Taker of Balkaisen, or he's not an honest worker. So you don't have to say, this guy is Mamish, the biggest Balkaisen in the world, who ever lived, etc. Because he has class issues, he has midas issues, whatever it is, but Avada Net Chalila to embellish and to add one word. The hey is hefsid, is not the cause. An undue hefsid to the person. So, for example, if as a result of saying this lashon hara about the person, this lashon toiv as we're calling it, but because of that, you know, he won't get the shidduch here. But this person that you're talking to is going to go and start telling everybody about this person's problem. So he's going to have an unnecessary hefsid that will occur to him. So then you have no right in such a case to speak out to speak this lashon toiv. Now, just to give a few examples, if let's say you have a landlord and he doesn't give steam. So you want to know, you want to tell the next tenant that this, you know, about this landlord. So the first thing you would have to do, L'chaira, is you have to tell the landlord that you're going to tell these other people unless they promise to give steam. So he would, l'chayra, to try and get out of the Lashon Hara first, if there's no way, because the landlord is somebody that you push it, it's not shaykh to talk to, right? So, you know, then you could tell, you don't have to tell the person he's not going to give steam, but you could say that, you know, make sure you get the things in writing, like steam, and like this, and like that, you know, to try and avoid the Lashon Hara. But if there's no other brayra, then there would be a heter because of l'samed al dam reyecha. If a person wants to ask me shayla, that he went to a certain a store, a certain outdoor store, and they didn't deliver the goods. So he had a whole major problem with them, etc. So he wanted to know, can you go and tell people that this store is unreliable, etc. So I told him, I don't know. To say, can you say 100% that the store is unreliable because you had an issue with the store? So I had to say that to ruin a person's parnasa because you had a bad issue with the store, that doesn't mean that this store is not reliable. If you had a few issues and other people had issues, maybe. But otherwise, to say that this store isn't reliable is very, very schwer. And even in a case of where there would be a heter, but patch this, the person wouldn't be able to say that store is a terrible store. You should just say, go to this other store. This other store has this item. I know the guy very well. He's a wonderful person. That's a much better way of getting out of the issue of speaking the Lashon Hara, the unnecessary Lashon Hara. Same thing again in school with the Rebbe. You know, the first thing every time a child has a problem with the Rebbe, you know, the first thing, the person shouldn't go straight to the principal to discuss the issue that the child had with the Rebbe. He should go to the Rebbe first. Why should he have to go and talk Lashon Hara? If he sees that there's no address by the Rebbe, so then maybe there might be a heter to go to the principal if he sees that there's a problem, etc. Also, b'chlau, when a child comes home from school and a child says, the Rebbe did this and that, a child has to be nefchanech, of kavod tamid chachamim, etc. Now, you have to be able to, a child has to be able to feel like he can tell his parents that there's a problem, otherwise the child will never talk and you're making him a yasin chayaviv. But at the same time, there has to be a level of respect. Now, I hear what you're saying, and you explain to your child, the reason I'm listening to what you're saying now is taka, that there is a tayalis, but you know, that I'm sure your Rebbe means the best for you, and then if there's an issue, taka, you go and talk to the Rebbe himself. It's not necessary to talk to the principal. You can get out of speaking Lashon Hara. You can get out of speaking Lashon Hara. There's a few more cases. Chavetz Chaim brings the example, if there's a person, a friend who's a bad influence, Chavetz Chaim's examples are either Kas, Gaiva, Midas Royas, he's a Batlin. So then, it's interesting, you see the Seder Advarim of the Chavetz Chaim, the order that he puts, if the person is a Gaval Gaiva and a Kas and Midas Royas, and these are the people you want to keep away from your children. So the Chavetz Chaim, of course, brings down that's a Vada Teheter, but you have to have all five Tnoyim. You have to have Tayelis, you're doing it for Tayelis when you're telling your son to stay away, Khalil, your son to stay away from this other child. You're doing it for Tayelis, not to hurt him, to only to help. And you're there's no other way, Taka, and usually there is no other way. You know, that's usually there is no other way except to tell him straight, to tell your kid to stay away from this person, he's a bad influence. And then there would Taka be a heter. Again, the site in all of this Aterim is that of these Aterim in general, in this massive speaking these words out, this isn't Lashon Ra. And this isn't checker, the way we're learning Rashi. This is emes. This is what Hashem wants in this situation, is that these things should be said because they're being used as utensils of rectifying the situation, of helping the person stay away from that shidduch, which would be bad for them, or of finding a proper worker, or having his friends have proper friends. Another example of this is a well-known heter that the Chavetz Chaim was mechadish. It's a chiddush, I say, because it's not muchas to learn this pshat in the Gemara, that the Chavetz Chaim was mechadish, that if a person needs to get something off of his chest, so he would be allowed to speak it out to somebody else, even though it might result in Lashon Hara, he might speak bad about somebody else, but again, that he's doing it for the purpose, the tayelis, of getting it off his chest. He doesn't want to hurt that person, he just doesn't understand that that person has done that to me, he has no other way, he's bubbling up inside, and he's getting more upset. But it's a davar pashut, and I once heard this also from Eliashiv, that if he's going to tell it over to a person who's going to just incite him more, then avada, there's no heter in such a case. There's no tayalis, it's not going to get it off his chest, it's going to make it worse. The only heter is dafka to be saying it to somebody who he feels, well, maybe, you know, maybe he can explain it to him a little bit more, maybe be down the kapschus a little bit, or even at least just to get it off his chest, just to be a listening ear. But as Chavetz Chaim himself says, for example, that's why a person should certainly not say these things to his wife. His wife is not the address, number one. Your wife doesn't have to know that you're the biggest loser in the world, as Chavetz Chaim puts it. Number two, it's not the eldest. She's just going to get all incensed, and she's going to be Tarveya, Elba, and Baila. So therefore, even that after, it's only if it's within the parameters of that being the Ratzon Hashem, is to rectify the situation. The well-known Shiloh, can I use somebody as an example? You know, that you don't want to wind up like Pliny. You know, the Rebbe says, you want to wind up like Pliny, keep talking in class, you'll wind up like Pliny, you'll wind up like this guy, he's off the derech now, he's this, that. So the Maisa, the Paiskim are Makilim, Seif Chasidim, Rebbe Yaina that talks about this. And in the Kor, the Chaira is from the Sheish Schir, it's from Miriam, it's Chor Maisa Miriam, and Savada, it's a Gevaldika Teyalsk, and it's even a Chutz for them, because everyone understands that the point only gets across, you know, out of sight when you use real life examples. You know, that's why, you know, when the doctor says you want to wind up dead like so and so, as Mefarshim explained, so it's much better to use a real life example. It impresses the point much more.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Le'inyoni Mishpat, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha. The Beis Havad is committed to guiding and assisting the Torah community with their halachic financial needs. The Beis Havad is available for halachic mediation, contract and iska draft and review, partnership structure and dissolution, inyani yerusha, wills and estates, and other halachic financial services. They also provide a widely popular Choshen Mishpat consultation line and publish the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance. To call for a consultation, to order this series, or to sign up to receive the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@beishavad.com.